From the Democratic side of the aisle, Representative Mark Pocan says the governor owes the state an apology for telling a campaign donor he planned to divide and conquer the labor unions. But Pocan says there's a more important reason he'll skip the beer and brat party at the governor's mansion this week. Pocan says he wants some serious policy discussions with the Republicans before he'll join a toast to future bipartisanship.
You know, I'm just kind of saying, look, it's been a long 16 months, and a brat doesn't quite cut it, but some substance would go really, really far, and I'm more than willing to work on substance.
Substance for Pocan means some assurances from the governor that he's committed to providing future funding for the senior care program that provides affordable prescription drugs to senior citizens. From the Republican side, State Representative Steve Nass is turning down the invitation because of comments this weekend from State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate and Madison Democratic Senator Fred Risser. Tate suggested the governor could end up in jail because of his alleged role in violating election laws when he was Milwaukee County Executive. And Risser called the governor arrogant in his remarks at the party convention. Nass says those comments signal continued legislative chaos and demands an apology. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.